This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Government has said that the supply of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG remains normal across the country. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary for the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that no dry outs have been reported at any LPG distributors. She highlighted that all petrol pumps are operating normally with adequate availability of petrol and diesel, and no shortages have been reported. Ms. Sharma said that the delivery of LPG cylinders is also continuing smoothly, and online LPG bookings have increased to about 96%. She said total commercial LPG allocation has been increased to about 70% of pre-crisis levels. She highlighted that to boost the sale of 5 kg cylinders, the government has issued a new order to double their sales.
5 kilo ke cylinders.
The average daily sale of 5 kg cylinders in the month of February was around 77,000. Yesterday, the Government of India issued a new order under which the sale of 5 kg cylinders is expected to double. Yesterday alone, 1 lakh 5 kg cylinders were sold. Since 23rd March, the sale of more than 7.8 lakh 5 kg cylinders has been recorded.
5 kilo ke cylinders ki sale ho chuki hai.
Additional Secretary, Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said that all Indian seafarers in the West Asia region are safe and no incident involving Indian-flagged vessels has been reported in the past 24 hours.
All the Indian seafarers in the region are safe and no incident involving Indian flagged vessel has been reported in the past 24 hours. As of now, 16 Indian flagged vessels with 433 seafarers remains in the Western Persian Gulf region. Directorate General of Shipping is in coordination with shipowners, RPSL agencies and Indian missions is actively monitoring the situation.
The silence period for the Legislative Assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry came into effect from 5 p.m. today, marking the end of campaigning across these states and the Union Territory. During the 48-hour restriction period prior to close of polling to be held on Thursday, all forms of electioneering, including public meetings, rallies, processions and canvassing through electronic and social media, are strictly prohibited. The Election Commission of India has also restricted the telecast or broadcast of any opinion polls, exit polls or similar survey results during the notified period. In Manipur, widespread protest erupted in 5 valley districts after 2 miners were killed when suspected militants from the hill areas launched a bomb attack on a house in Thronglaovi village in the Bishnupur district. The incident took place last night when the bomb struck a residential house, causing a powerful explosion that instantly killed 2 children, while their mother sustained shrapnel injuries and is undergoing treatment. The police also recovered a bomb from the village and defused it safely. The State Home Department has issued an order this afternoon that the mobile data service, internet services have been banned in these 5 valley districts for 3 days with immediate effect. Manipur Chief Minister Y. Khemchand condemned the cowardly attack in the strongest term. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal today announced the regularization of unauthorized colonies of Delhi on as-is-where-is basis. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, along with Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, he said that existing structures will be recognized while future constructions must adhere strictly to municipal corporation norms. In IPL cricket, toss has been delayed due to wet outfield in today's match between Rajasthan Royals and Mumbai Indians at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings was abandoned due to rain at the Eaton Gardens in Kolkata last night. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh till Thursday. The weather agency has also predicted thunder squall accompanied by strong winds over Bihar, Jharkhand and Sikkim for tomorrow. The Met Department has issued an orange color warning for thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Delhi, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Manipur for the next 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.